This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're up to Masechta Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis. Masechta Chagiga, Daf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis. Let's go back to the Mishnah. We'll translate. The Mishnah said, Yosef ben Yoezer said, not to do smicha. Yosef ben Yochanan said, you do smicha. Yeshua ben Prachya said, you don't. Nitai Har Bailey says, you do. Yehuda ben Tabe says, you don't. Shimon ben Shetach says, you do. This is talking about doing smicha on a carbon on Yom Tif. This is talking about a Yom Tif, and Rashi says this is the very first machlokes that the Chachmei Yisrael ever had. Tosfos says, even though David and Shaul argued about something, but since it was pretty unanimous, that's not called a machlokes. Now, as we're going to see, the first Tana mentioned in the Mishnah is going to be the Nasi, the second Tana, the Av Beis Din. Now the Mishnah switches the order of first saying the one who said to do smicha, then the one who says not to. Shemaya says to do smicha, Avtalion says not to do smicha. Hillel and Menachem did not argue. We're going to see who Menachem is. When Menachem left, then Shammai came in. Shammai said not to do smicha. Hillel said to do smicha. The first Tana mentioned was the Nasi. The second, the Av Beis Din, with the exception of Hillel and Shammai, where Hillel was the Nasi and Shammai was the Av Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, Tan Rabbanu Shloisha Mizugos HaRishonos, three of the first pairs, Sha'amru Shaloi Lismaich, three from the first pairs who say not to do smicha, Ushnayim mizugoisu achrayim, and two from the last pairs who say to do smicha, hayu nasiim. They were the nasi. Meaning, three from the first pairs who say not to do smicha, namely Yosi ben Yoezer, Yeshua ben Prachya, Yehuda ben Tabai, they were nasiim. And then in the second, the last two, Shmaya says to do smicha, and Hillel says to do smicha, they were all the Nasiim, and the other person was the Av Beis Din. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir, v'chachomim oimrim, Yehuda ben Tabai, Av Beis Din, v'shimon ben Shetach, Nasi. In other words, Rav Meir holds that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, and Shimon ben Shetach, who said to do smicha, is the Av Beis Din. The Chachamim say, no, Yehuda ben Tabai is the Av Beis Din, and Shem ben Shetach is the Nasi. That's machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, and the Chachamim say Shem ben Shetach was the Nasi. So Gemara says, if that's the case, man tana l'hudatan rabbanon, who is the tana of that which was taught? Amar Rav Yehuda ben Tabai. Rav Yehuda ben Tabai said, Ere ben Chama, I should see consolation. What he meant to say is, I should never see consolation. Imloi haragti eid zoymeim, if I never killed a eid zoymeim. Meaning, Yehuda ben Tabai saying, I should never be consoled if I never killed an eid zoymeim. Meaning, I should kill an eid zoymeim. Why? Lahoitzi mi liban shel tzedoikin. To remove from the hearts of the Sadducees, Shahayu Imrim, because the Sadducees would say, no, we don't kill an Eid Zoymim, we only kill a witness that actually was successful in inflicting punishment to somebody else. But the Purushim say, no, even if you merely plan to cause harm, you're considered a Eid Zoymim. Ein Oidim Zoymim Neragim Ad Sheharig Hanida. And the opinion of the Tzedukim was, we don't kill an Eid Zoymim until the one who is of discussion was killed. Tosfos asks, why, meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai is saying, I should never see consolation if I didn't kill an Eid Zoymeim, meaning he's saying, I should be punished if I never killed an Eid Zoymeim. So, meaning Yehuda ben Tabai is saying that he wants it to happen that he killed an Eid Zoymeim. Ere ben Chama. What does Ere ben Chama mean? Look at Rashi. Ad she yahareg hanidain koidem hazama, before he is muzam, v'yachar kachuzmu, and then, and the tzedokim say that we don't kill an eid zoymim until the nidain is killed, before the eidim are huzam. And then the Edom Arhuzam, Shayu Darshim, Nefesh Benefesh, Amr Be'edim Zamrim, Amr Lem Chachamim. No, Baloi Kfar Nemar, Zamam Lasis L'Achiv Adayin Achiv Kayam. Okay. Now, Amr, Amar loy, Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach said to Yehuda ben Tabai, Era ben Achama, you should never see consolation im loy shafachta dam naki, if you never spilled innocent blood. Sharei amru chachamim, because the sages say, Ein Eden Zoymimim Neragim, Eden Zoymim are not killed, Ad Sheyazumu Shneim, until they're both killed. Meaning, how could you say you would have liked to kill an Eid Zoymim, that you needed to kill an Eid Zoymim, but there's no such thing as killing one Eid Zoymim. We don't apply the rule of Eidim Zoymim until they're both Huzam. Ve'ein Loikin Ad Sheyazumu Shneim. We don't give Malkus to Eidim who plan to inflict Malkus on others until they're both Huzam. Ve'in Mashlimin, Mishalmin Mamoin, Ad Sheyazumu Shneim. So Yehuda ben Tabai says that I should accept, I should never have a consolation if I didn't kill an Eid Zoymim. So Shimon ben Shetach said, what do you mean you wanted to kill an Eid Zoymim? Then you should never see consolation if you didn't. That's like saying I should never see consolation if I didn't spill innocent blood. This is innocent blood. He's making a big mistake over here, because there's no right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai is saying that he wants to kill an Eid Zoymim. Shimon Shetach said you can't. It's bloodshed. So Tosfos asks, how could that have happened to Yehuda ben Tabai, that he's saying, I should never see consolation if I didn't kill an Eid Zoymim. But we know that Hashem does not bring takala even to the animals of tzaddikim, certainly to the tzaddikim themselves. So how is Yehuda ben Tabai saying, I should see consolation if I didn't kill an Eid Zoymim? Says Tosfos, this you can only ask only by a matter of eating. It's a gnai for a tzaddik to eat a davar asr. But a davar heter, b'shas iser, that is not maguna sokach. So this is not a midi de achila, and therefore we don't apply the rule of hashta behemton shal tzaddikim in a kosh baruch hu tzal yadon tzaddikim atzman leikoshikin. Okay. Says the Gemara, Miyad Kibbal Alav Yehuda ben Tabai She'ina Mer Halacha El Bifnei Shimon ben Shetach. Immediately, Yehuda ben Tabai accepted upon himself that he will not paskin only in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. Kol Yamav Shal Yehuda ben Tabai, the whole life of Yehuda ben Tabai, here Mishtateach Al Kivroi Shal Oisei Harag. He prostrated himself on the grave of the one who was killed, meaning he taka killed an Eid Zoymim. So he asked for Mechilas Olaif, Ahoy Koyloi Nishma, and his voice was heard. So people thought that whose voice was being heard? This was the voice of the person who was killed. Kisvur and Ha'am Loimer, the people thought to say, Shekoyloi Shel Haraku. This is the voice of the person who was killed. Amar Lohem, so Yehuda ben Tabai said, no, Koylihu, it's my voice. Teidu, here's the proof. Shalamachar, who makes tomorrow he's going to die. Then Koylai Nishma, we're not going to hear the voice anymore. When he said he's going to die, he meant, I'm going to die, Yehuda ben Tabai said. And you're not going to hear the voice. That proves it was my voice and not his voice. Says Gemara, what's the proof? Amale Ravacha Bre de Rav Ravashi. Maybe really it was the voice of the Nidain, the Dima Piusa Paisa. Maybe Yehuda ben Tabai was successful in assaging his feelings of insult and upset. Or Oibedino Tabai, maybe he stopped screaming. Maybe the Nidon stopped screaming because he summoned Yehuda ben Tabai to the heavenly court. But the Gemara puts that aside for a moment, because now we're going to discuss Machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim, who exactly is the Nasi, who's the Av Bezdin. Because the Chachamim say Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi, and Ramei says, no, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi. Mani, who does this Braisa go like? Maniha, who does this go like? Amr Bishlma Rav Meir, the Amar Shimon Shetach Av Bezdin, Rav Yehuda ben Tabai Nasi, Bishlma according to Rav Meir, that Rav Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, Haini de Kamari Halach Bnei Shimon Shetach. That's why before he accepted upon himself, he would paskin before Shimon Shetach. Eli Amr Rabbana de Amri, but if you're going to say, Eli Amr Rabbana, if you're going to say this goes like the Rabbanan, the Amri, the Rabbanan say, Yehuda ben Tabai Av Bezdin, Yehuda ben Tabai is Av Bezdin, Shimon ben Shetach Nasi, and the Nafsi was Shimon Shetach. So what's he saying? I won't paskin only in front of Shimon Shetach. Av Bezdin b'fnei Nafsi mi moira halacha. Would an Av Bezdin ever paskin a halacha before the Nafsi? And therefore, what's the point? Meaning, says Rashi, Haina de kamar halacha b'fnei Shimon. Demi de kamar miyad kibo shvamina dad hashta ori b'fanav. That means, until now, he paskined in front of him. Meaning, According to Rameh, that Shimon Shetach was Abez and Rehuzman Tavis and Asi. So that's what he means, that until now, he was able to paskin in front of him. Why? Because he's the Nasi, and Shimon Shetach is Abbas, so he was able to paskin. Why? Because he's greater than him. But according to what who's the Nasi, that Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Yeah, Bishra Meir, the Amar Shimon Shetach, Abbas, Eli Amrit Rabbanon, the Amrit Yudim, and Tabi Abbas, and Shimon Shetach Nasi. Av Bezdin b'fnei Nasi mi Mara Halacha, would the Av Bezdin paskin Halacha before the Nasi? Says Gemara, Loi, no, really the Chachamim are right. Really, Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi and Yudim ben Tavi was Av Bezdin. And my Kibel Alav, what did he accept upon himself? Rashi says, Lav da ad hashta hoira. Not that he paskined in his presence until now, the Vadloi Horba from Yamav, Shahar Gle Zoimam. He never paskin in front of him. And what? How did he paskin on the Eid Zoymeim? Because Shimon wasn't there. Umay kibal of the Kamar, listrufe, to join up. The afilu itstrufe nami loy mitstrafina. He would not even join, says Rashi, he would not even join leishev bedin ela bahadei shemayin. Not only would he not paskin in his in front of him, but now he accepted upon himself, he would not even join to another court, even in, unless Shimon Shetach was there. Says Rashi, says Toisus, Loi Mitzstrafina, Lintois Acharei Rabim, to turn after the many, Kedei Levatel, Divrei Shimon Ben Shetach, in order to Levatel, the words of Shimon Ben Shetach. Says the Gemara, Yatsa Menachem Nechna Shammai. Menachem left and Shammai came in. Says the Gemara, Lehechon Yatsa, where did Menachem go? Abaye Omer Yatsa Tarbasra. Abaye says he went Letarbasra. Okay, Rava Amar Yotzel Avodas HaMelech. Rava said he went to the service of the king. Now, the Tfarsi so explains, what does it mean, the service of the king? That when Menachem met Hordas when he was a little kid, he prophesied on him that he would become the king. And when Hordas became the king, he was summoned to the chatzar of the king to serve him. This is from Josephus. Some say when he went Letarbasra, he became one of the Baitusim. Okay. So Rava Amar Yatsu L'Avodas HaMelech. Rava said he went to the service of the king. Tanya Nami Hachi Yatsu Menachem Avodas HaMelech. Menachem went out to the service of the king. V'Yatsu Imai, and went out with him. Shmaynim Zugois Talmidim Levushim Sirikain. Went out with him 80 pairs of Talmidim who were wearing royal garb. Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan La'olam Al Tishvos Kala Be'inecha Eid Rabbanon should not be light in your eyes. Shari Smicha Ein Ela Mishum Shvos. Smicha is only Drabbanon V'nech L'kuba G'doy Le'adar and the G'doy Le'adar argue about it. Namely, all the Tana mentioned the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Pshita, that's obvious. Why would you think that a Drabbanon is Kal? Says the Gemara, Shvos Mitzvah Tzrichalei. It's here, it's not just a Drabbanon. It's a shvus de mitzvah, because here it's the mitzvah of smicha, leaning on the animal. And even so, a drabbanon on doing a mitzvah is a davar chamar. Says Gemara, hanami pshit, this is also pashat. Of course it's a davar chamar. Says Gemara, lafuke mimanda amra b'smicha gufa pligi, kamash malan b'shvusu de pligi. This is coming to exclude, because we know one tana holds, one position is you're allowed to do smicha, one position is you're not allowed to do smicha. So there are two ways of understanding why you would be not allowed to do smicha. One opinion is, you know why you're not allowed to do smicha? Because smicha is not even required on an animal b'chlal. If you're going to say smicha is not required on an animal, that does not show anything about the chumrah of smicha, of a drabbanon. The reason you're not allowed to do it is because you don't have to do it in the first place. It's going lefi the man d'amar that no, it's not because you don't have to do smicha. You do have to do smicha. It's only it's based on the opinion that you could have done smicha erev yamtif. Look at Rashi. Lafuki miman d'amar. Not because it's Rabbanon, maybe smicha is only by volunteer offerings. And smicha is a mitzvah. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Shema Mina. From here we see smicha b'chol koicha b'inan. From here we learn that you have to do smicha with all your strength. Because if smicha is not needed with all your strength, my kavod, what are you doing wrong? Lismich, why would you not be allowed to do smicha on yomtiv? What's the reason not to do smicha? Because you're mishtamish b'bal chayim, so just lean a little bit and you're not mishtamish b'bal chayim. So that's a raya smichas b'chol koichai. May say we're going to challenge that. Daber b'nei Yisrael. Tanakama says speak to the sons of Israel. V'samach, and it says b'nei Yisrael. V'samach, it says daber b'nei Yisrael v'samach. B'nei Yisrael soim chavein b'nei Yisrael soim chais. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel, Oimrim, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shmuel. Some say Rabbi Shimon says b'nei Yisrael soim chais v'shos. Women are not required to, but they're allowed to. Ah, good. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Sochli Abba Lazar told me pamachas haylanu egel shozev cheshlamim. One time we had a calf of shlamim v'hivinuhu le'ezos nashim. We brought it to ezos nashim v'samchu alav nashim, and the women leaned on it. Loimim neishesmicha benashim. Not because women have to. Elikadei lasis nachas ruach le'nashim, but to do an achas ruach." For the women, says the Gemara, if you need to lean with all your strength, then why do you have to say we let the woman do it and there's no problem? Just to make women feel good, we're going to use kachim. How could we use kachim just to make women feel good? If smicha is b'chol koichai and you have to do smicha, then how would you allow to let women, just to give them a kick, do smicha? Elalav, you know how you're allowed to let them do it? Shramina loy beinim b'chol koichai. You know, they don't have to do it with all their strength. Says Gemara, lo oylam emalach beinim b'chol koichai. Really, smicha is b'chol koichai. So how do we let the women do it? Amar lehu akifu yadaychu. We tell the women, just float your hands on top of it. Don't do it b'chol koichai. Really, smicha is b'chol koichai. So why do we let the women do it? We don't. We just let them float their hands on top of it. Says the Gemara, Ihachi lemim neishes smicha benashim. If so, it's not because women are doing smicha. The reason we don't, it's not, we're not giving them, it's not because women are doing smicha. We should say better. Tepekle de ina l'smicha klal. Say a better reason. It's because they're not doing smicha at all. So Amar Rav Yami, chadava oid kamar. There are two reasons. Chada de lesel smicha klal. Number one, they're not doing it at all. And even if they would be doing it, we allow them to do it. Kedei lasis nachas ruach l'nashim. V'oid, and secondly, even if they would do it, kedei lasis nachas ruach l'nashim. Says Gemara, Amar Papa Shema Mina. From here we see, tzadin asurin, that when you do smicha, meaning we see from Rabbi Yochanan, who establishes the reason because there's a drabanan, that you're not allowed to use the side of an animal either. Because typically, when the isra of using an animal is when you ride it. When you ride it, that's only when you ride, technically, the back of the animal. But the sides of the animal should be okay. The isakadai that studim, but it must be the sides are usr. Because if you're going to say the sides are mutar, the isakadai that studim mutarin, so then why can't you just do smicha on the sides? Elalav shmamina. The Gemara's kash of lismay chat studin is do smicha, excuse me, the Bach says on the head, because the head is not a place where you're going to ride on it. It must be the sides are usr. And since the sides are usr, the head is also usr. Elalav shmamina tstadin asurin. So Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Ravashi amra afilu temat tstadin mutarin. You could say, really, the sides are mutar. So why can't you do smicha on the head? No, because the head is equal to the back. And therefore, even though the sides are mutar, the head is asur. Ravashi amra afilu temat tstadin mutar. And even if you can say, the sides are mutar, kol debahadei gaba kegaba dami. Whatever is on par with the back is like the back. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Skayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.